Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
It's about this time of year that I occasionally get a question about a plant with a tight cluster of dark blue berries in Turtle Mountain. Although there are a few options, it's often carrion flower or Smilax herbacea, the plants in the catbriar family. Carrion flower is a native herbaceous climbing vine. The plant produces alternate oval-shaped leaves that are 3 to 4 inches long and 2 to 3 inches wide with smooth margins. Unlike most leaves that have straight veins, some of the veins of carrion flower are curved. They're quite distinctive, as are the tendrils at the base of the leaf stalks. Carrion flower can be found in woods and thickets across our region. It's well documented in North and South Dakota. Many range maps, however, show it growing east of a line from Ontario and Minnesota southward to Texas, plus Oklahoma and Kansas. Carrion flower is dioecious, which means that there are separate male and female plants. Neither the male or female flowers are showy, but as the name implies, the female flowers have a smell similar to that of rotten meat. As you might expect, the flowers are pollinated by flies. Although carrion flower is certainly not rare, it's seldom noticed by the casual observer during the summer months. However, come fall, when the leaves are starting to turn color and the blue clusters of berries is in stark contrast to the surrounding foliage, it can be quite conspicuous. The dark blue to almost black berries are produced in a tight-looking cluster that are about the size of choke cherries. Once a person has seen these berries and the leaves of the plant, it's easily recognized. I've been told that the fruits of carrion flower are poisonous, but a quick check of some reference books revealed otherwise. Apparently, the fruits are edible and have a pleasant taste. The Lakota ate the berries as a snack, and a few people make jam and jelly from the berries, although it might be difficult to find enough of them to make the effort worthwhile. Carrion flower is starting to gain interest among gardeners as an ornamental. The climbing habit, interesting foliage, and colorful fruits can provide an interesting contrast to that of the usual flower gardens, particularly during fall. Seeds are commercially available, or you could simply collect some ripe fruits and sow the seeds in some good soil and partial shade. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botany. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.